Tucked into legislation that ended the longest government shutdown in U.S. history last fall was a provision to change the definition of hemp. It was a small tweak involving minute measurements, but one that could have a huge impact on the booming market for hemp products. Jeffrey Brown reports now from Kentucky.
Inside a 25,000-square-foot facility in Louisville, adult-use gummies are being churned out at Cornbread Hemp. Supplements with flavors like blueberry and blood orange have CBD, a compound that advocates cite for its therapeutic benefits, including combating anxiety, insomnia, and inflammation. But they also include THC, which has an intoxicating effect. Though popular confusion abounds, they're not made from marijuana, but from another variety of the same plant, hemp. And they're fully legal for now.
This is the first step. This is a super sack of our hemp produced, grown here in Kentucky.
Jim Higdon is co-founder of Cornbread Hemp.
Then here's our certificate from the Kentucky Department of Agriculture that certifies that the THC content is well below that 0.3% standard, that we need to make sure that this remains a federally legal product.
The 2018 Farm Bill legalized hemp after decades of prohibition because of its connection to marijuana. In fact, the plant has been cultivated in Kentucky since the 18th century.
Hemp grows so luxuriantly in Kentucky that harvesting is sometimes difficult.
Including during World War II, when the fibers from the plant were crucial to the war effort, turned into rope, textiles, and even parachute webbing.
As for the United States Navy, every battleship requires 34,000 feet of rope.
It was these types of industrial uses that advocates like then Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cited in supporting hemp legalization 7 years ago. But that also brought unexpected consequences as the popularity of CBD grew and entrepreneurs created products that extract the small amount of THC in hemp, bringing a boom in products like gummies and beverages that can get you high.
It's a surprising marketplace that people didn't realize existed. We've recently expanded and built out our gummy production facilities because of the popularity and the projections of continued popularity of these products. We've invested considerably in this facility here in Louisville.
The 7-year-old company employs more than 100 people and today legally ships its products to almost every state in the country. But that legal future is now in jeopardy.
Unfortunately, companies have exploited a loophole in the 2018 legislation by taking legal amounts of THC from hemp and turning it into intoxicating substances.
The senator who championed the legalization of hemp led the recent effort to change the definition of it, citing how products like gummies have been too accessible to children. Starting in November, hemp will no longer be defined by just the amount of THC by weight in the dry hemp plant. Instead, federal law will limit all synthetic cannabinoids and the amount of THC in the final product being sold. The goal, to get intoxicating hemp products off the shelf.
What will the impact be on your company if this change?
If we can't diversify into products that do not contain any hemp, then it will mean the end of the company. It will certainly mean the end of every product that we currently make.
The industry does have its supporters in Washington, including Kentucky's other senator.
The numbers put forward in this bill will eliminate 100% of the hemp products in our country.
But not all parts of the hemp industry are convinced this rule change is a death sentence.
We've been operating in this facility since 2018.
Chad Rosen is founder of Victory Hemp in northern Kentucky, which turns hemp seeds into non-intoxicating protein powder and oil, another of the many uses of hemp.
This is not a ban on the entire hemp industry. Mm-hmm. It clearly defines that products from industrial hemp, as defined by those grown for the grain and the fiber, are not getting banned in any fashion. And we're not celebrating the cannabinoid sector potentially facing extinction. Mm-hmm. But we are happy that industrial hemp has gotten some real regulatory definition.
He sees a huge potential for products like his, as well as other innovative uses of industrial hemp, like using the fiber for building materials and even as a sustainable, lightweight alternative to plastic in auto manufacturing.
There's a lot of assumptions that come along with hemp, and half of what we do is just navigating the true story. We're constantly trying to impress on people that it's different genetics, different agronomy, different processing, different products, different consumer experience. And so for that, the regulatory framework needs to be considered very different.
We've grown a little bit of everything in the past.
Eighth-generation farmer Brian Furnish, who grows tobacco and many other crops on his Kentucky farm, sees hemp as incredibly valuable.
I've said if I was stranded on an island, what plant would I want with me, and I would want hemp.
Yeah.
There's so many dynamic uses of it. Get the food from it, you can get the fiber from it, you can get what I call the dietary supplement medicinal side out of the oils.
And he grows hemp for many uses, straddling different sides of the market, including supplying raw material to Victory Hemp, while also growing for the cannabinoid market. That part of his operation is now in flux, well before the new law goes into effect.
It's just so much uncertainty right now. I'm not even sure when I can ship this product. And even if I ship it, my price has already fallen 40%.
Furnish's family operation is currently sitting on 600,000 pounds of harvested hemp, piled in barns like this and bagged with nowhere to send it.
On our farm alone, current prices, we'll lose about $450,000 on this product so far. Yeah. And I don't see the prices coming back. I just hope we can ship it and get rid of it.
Could you survive with just the industrial hemp market?
No.
Furnish is open to regulation, but thinks the new rule change will cripple an industry that was just starting to mature.
I agree with the principle of what they were trying to accomplish, and that is trying to keep high THC products out of children's hands. But the new law that passed, the THC per container is so low that we can't meet that, even the naturally occurring in the plant. But hemp's not going away. Even the cannabinoids are not going away. Yeah. The issue is, where does the consumer get the product?
My fear is that it will drive a lot of people to go back underground to get product from their street dealers.
Dee Dee Taylor runs a consumer hemp shop in Louisville. She's also president of the Kentucky Hemp Association. In 2023, the group worked with state legislators to address concerns about the products, to restrict sales to those under 21, and mandate lab testing. Rules that will now be superseded by the new federal rule change.
And I don't take any pain medicine.
She worries for her customers like Charles Wempe.
When I go home, I'm going to be able to relax. I'm going to be able to maintain. I'm going to be able to play with my grandkids, all because of this.
Wempe is a Republican who voted for Mitch McConnell, but says he's disappointed in how Congress has changed the rules.
Until they sit in somebody's seat, they'll never realize. And I'm going to tear up because this helps me. And people do not realize it. It's a shame.
Is a compromise possible? Recently, President Trump asked Congress to reconsider the recent hemp rule change, and legislation has been introduced that would accomplish that while also adding age restrictions nationwide. But with the planting season right around the corner, the timeline for farmers here and around the country is very tight. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Kentucky.